In this episode, we talk hustle and self-care and what exactly needs to shift internally to create sustainable success externally. Angelica Ventris is a high-performance health and business mentor, speaker, and real estate investor. She helps powerhouse women realign their energy, nervous system, and confidence so they can scale without burnout. Welcome to the Online Business by Design podcast. I'm your host, Ivana Ivanek, and this is your mindset and marketing podcast to help you build a business next to your 9-to-5 without burning out. And most importantly, enjoying your business journey while you're making money and impact. Grab your favorite note-taking device, lean back, and get inspired. I believe that everything you need to build a business of your dreams is already within you. Welcome, friends, to another episode of the Online Business by Design podcast. It's your host, Ivana Ivanek. I'm excited you are here today because today I invited an expert for you. A conversation I've been looking forward to have for a long, long, long time because it is not only essential for your mental and physical well-being, but we are going to speak today about the internal upgrade that makes external results sustainable. Welcome to the show, Angelica.
Thank you for having me. I love this topic. Definitely important.
I'm so stoked to deep dive into this conversation because we know that there is one way to become successful, which is hustle.
Do. But so I'm from New York, so I get that. I'm like, hustle, let's go. That's how I built my business. I have the energy. I think you have the same energy, but.
But this is big city life. This is corporate world. These are the structures and patterns that we have been taught over decades. Now, seeing that you also love to live in a bikini on an island where things are probably a little bit slower, and believe it or not, I adapted the Caribbean lifestyle as somebody would have injected it, because I just do feel or deeply know that success can be achieved with a so much better feeling and without exhausting yourself. And you found it out too, because I read or heard in another interview that you said, I knew when I was starting my business that no business hack is going to save me, but you discovered something else. What is that?
Yeah, that's working on your nervous system. Because I've been there. I've been burned out. And you know, you're doing all the strategies and you're pushing. And you think, well, let me try this. And it wasn't until I kind of had to come out of myself and take a step out and say, how come nothing is working? Oh, because I'm completely burnt out, because I'm completely dysregulated, because I have no boundaries, because I'm people pleasing, because my gut health is off and I have brain fog and I'm exhausted. I think too many women just get to that point and they think it's okay. They think it's the norm, but you don't, like, you can build a successful business without operating in the fight or flight. But so many of us operate that way. It's ingrained, you know, in our society to operate that way.
And this is when it gets really hard. I believe, I catch myself too, you know, just having this conversation with you and having been a couple of years in business and running a digital business, I do feel sometimes when we get, you know, trapped into how things are done, when we buy again into that narrative. And then I sit there and be like, what the hell are you actually doing again?
Breaking
because
up a little.
I don't see, you mentioned brain fog, right? I feel extremely uncomfortable in my body, which then results in less confidence, feeling nervous, not wanting to show up, especially when we have to show up on interviews online in front of camera. So you have discovered that for yourself. How did you make that switch? Like you said, you were completely burned out. And what was the turning point when you said, like, okay, now enough, gonna do something about it?
Now, I mean, because how much longer can you go on feeling that way? And I just realized that I was living deeply in the all need to have a balance between feminine and masculine energy. But how long can you operate at that level of burnout? Like you, I had brain fog. I got leaky gut. I gained weight. I didn't like how I looked. I didn't like how I felt. I didn't want to show up on camera. And realize you're running an online business, especially, like, you want to like the way you look and feel, because you got to show up every single day practically, right? So it just was a breaking point for me where I was like, I need to take care of myself on a much deeper internal level. And that was when it started. I'm just discovering different practices, whether it's breath work, meditation. Meditation changed my life. I started 8 years ago and have not looked back. And then I know people are like, there's no way I can meditate. I'm way too high strung. Let me just clarify. I started meditating, 3 minutes felt like an eternity for me. So you can do anything you put your mind to. You just have to baby step it out. Start with 3 minutes, then go to five. But meditation really changed my life. And all these practices, whether it's, tapping, meditation, breath work, grounding, they all affect your nervous system. They take you from sympathetic to parasympathetic. So from fight or flight to rest and digest. And that's where we want to live. That's where our body feels safe. That's where we're able to make decisions from reactive craziness, but like calm responsiveness, right? You have more clarity when business flows more. If you're always on, high alert, then you're not making decisions as clearly as you probably should, right? Or you're just overreacting and you're feeling overwhelmed. I mean, there's a range of emotions, right? So I realized I needed to implement these things, and it's a huge change. So I'm not perfect, right? Like there are times when obviously I get super high strung and I'm more stressed, but and it's not about not having stress. I want to be clear because that's unrealistic. We will have stress always. We take the risk. It's risky to do it, especially in this age. But how do we mitigate it? It's about mitigating it. It's not about saying, oh, you're never going to be stressed. That's completely unrealistic.
It is unrealistic. I mean, life keeps happening, right? We are not just navigating business. We are having communities, friends, partners, children. Like life is so complex in so many ways. And it's not just what we do, but also what we think, how we wake up, how we go to sleep. There is so much maintenance to do, and nobody can keep up with that 365 days a week, like a year. Because I mean, I see it myself, and you get back to it, and then you, but I do believe that once you have those, rituals in place that we will be speaking a little bit more about it later, it's easier to come back. Like the bounce back factor just becomes so much better, quicker, faster. So because also we develop a level of consciousness, so we can actually go back to where we are supposed to be.
Exactly. Yeah, you're exactly right. The bounce back is quicker and it happens less frequently. Mitigate it without freaking out, right? So, and it takes time. You have to give yourself grace and space and time. This is not something like, it's not like you eat one salad and you get fit. You don't once and feel your entire nervous system is completely, oh, I'm healed. Like, that's not how it works. But you're consistent over time and you feel a big difference for sure.
Before we deep dive a little bit more into the nervous system, the healing, could you explain to us for someone who has never heard about it, about the body mind connection and about the fight and flight mode and how this can impact our business, decision making, as you said, and with that, our results?
Yeah, for sure. So if your body is in a heightened state, so fight or flight, right, the sympathetic state, you have inflammation, your cortisol is high, you have poor insulin sensitivity, so you're more likely to gain weight, you have brain fog, you have fatigue, you have headaches. So living in that heightened state actually causes, physiological damage to your body. Chronic stress, I would say, I just did a masterclass for realtors on this. Around 80% of Americans live in chronic stress. Think about your entire life, right? Most of us are in our 30s, 40s, 50s, beyond. Think about all the stress you've accumulated in your life, right? Divorce, trauma, this, that, things that happened when you were a child. Our issues live in, and we have a whole lifetime worth of things that have happened. You said, like, life is always going to be lifing. There's things, there's stressors. So all of this is living in our body. And if we don't do anything to release it, to shift that energy, and this can sound a little woo to some people, but it is the truth. Our issues do live in our tissues, right? Like if you meet constantly negative and stressed and worried, they're probably getting sick a lot because those negative thoughts impact their gut health, impact their immune system. So everything play, like we're energetic beings and everything impacts everything. So I like to say it, right? So if you're someone living in that fight or flight state, you're impacting your body, you're impacting your mind, and essentially then you're impacting your business. Because if you have brain fog, if you have fatigue, if you feel bloated, how can you show up as your highest level self? How can you run a team? How can you get on camera like how we are? You don't feel good. You don't want to, right? How can you create amazing content? How can you show up with confidence? It affects every piece of you.
Absolutely. And I mean, getting in front of camera for the first time, the second time, the 10th time, or even the 100th time is already getting you into a fight and flight mode on its own. So being already on having those high stress levels and then adding more stress to it, because it is something stressful. I do have a lot of conversations globally with women who feel a lot of stress about being online, which gets better over time. You just
Of course.
mentioned something interesting I would like to understand deeper. You said that the stress, the trauma, the experiences, chronic stress specifically, accumulates in our body. Do you mean that it stays?
If
It's
you do
there
nothing,
all the time?
if you do nothing to work through it, if you do nothing to calm your nervous system down, if you do nothing to move the energy, whether it's tapping or shaking or, obviously exercise and sitting in, it's like there's different things we can do. You literally, energy is meant to be moved, right? So if you haven't addressed, had a client and she thought she had done all the work with her childhood trauma, we have our first session. She's talking, she's bawling. She's like, wow, I didn't realize this was still like living inside me. And she had to get the tears out. It doesn't always mean you have to tap at the ground. Sometimes just crying. Sometimes it's just journaling. Sometimes it's screaming. But that stress does live within us if we haven't addressed it properly. Yeah.
I'm just hearing you pointing out things like tapping, breathing, crying. Like it all sounds so simple to me. Honestly, a good cry on a bad day is something that saved me so often. And I honestly in this room has seen tears, I'm telling you. No
Same,
heartbreak has been can't
same.
speak to
Especially this year, it's been a wild one. So, but I think a lot of high achieving women—I don't know if you would agree—they're almost like they don't want to cry or they feel guilty for crying. I'll be on a coaching call and it's like, "Sorry, I'm crying." I'm like, "Let it go. Let's cry. Cry it out. Like, let's go. Put your face in a pillow and scream. Sacred rage. I mean, I live near the ocean, so do you. So if I need to scream, I'll go into the ocean, scream underwater. Right? Water's also very cleansing. So you want to do different modalities to move the energy, or else it's literally building in your system. You can feel it.
I hear you. I mean, I was one of those people. People will relate to this, buying the most beautiful journal with a pen that fits the color and the whole vibe, right? I spent some time choosing it. You bet. And then what was written on those pages was like sugar coated. I was lying not just to myself, but also to my journal because I was so embarrassed to put down what's really going on. In a way, as someone would be sitting right next to me, there was no one, right? And judging it, but the only person who was
Judging
judging
yourself.
it was me, right? So I think this is why so many people just hold back, because there is this misconception, and I'm sure you're gonna help us with that, Angelica, that the energy we put out is the energy that comes back. That's a rule. We have all experienced it, and I
Law of
hope
attraction.
everybody. Exactly. So now the thing is, like, you need to embody that business owner. You need to embody that woman that sells, embody the woman that is authentic, if you want to use that word. But how does crying fit into this picture? Because I think a lot of people then don't even cry or don't curse or don't, shake it off, even if they are alone in their rooms, because there is this whole thing of, but I need to be somebody else. I can't be weak. I can't show weakness. I can't ask for help.
I think what has happened, as great as social media is, and you and I have built a business off it and we love it, there's a lot of comparison and there's a lot of highlight reels. And what happened, this has happened to me, I'm sure it's happened to you. You see all these highlight reels and you don't see everything we're going through. Like, I'm definitely not one to like get on camera and cry. Like, I definitely cry, I'll talk about it, but I'm not like holding the camera up and recording myself crying. I think
Not
that's
my thing
crazy.
either, but
My
I
thing, okay.
do appreciate people if somebody does it. Somehow, sometimes it strikes me sometimes.
If it's authentic, if it's too much, and like it has to be super authentic, so I think that there's this almost like stay strong, but you have it all together, and we see a lot of that. So then when we're behind closed doors, I think that some women are afraid to even release because they, and especially for that type A woman who wants that external validation, it's like, I'm afraid to even show this piece of myself. But that's why journaling and crying and brain dumping it out, no one's judging you. And that's part of the work, that's part of the mindset coaching I do with women. Like, it, you tapping into this. Why do you feel this way? Why are you judging yourself? Where does this come from? Probably from your mom, probably from your dad, probably from something a teacher said to you. So we have to go back and then we have to reprogram all these beliefs because it often stems from childhood. There's a reason why we're afraid to or act in a certain way or do a certain thing.
And then people often saying like, "Ooh, I didn't know this needs to go so deep." I said, "Yes, baby, this
It
is
does.
going to be your biggest self-development journey you didn't ask for."
Exactly. And that's why that identity piece is so important. You and I were kind of talking this before we started, but identity has four phases, and to really shift your identity, it takes 2 to 3 years. So first you're in the awareness phase, which is just like, okay, I know something's wrong. I don't feel good. I feel off. I feel resistance. What? Then you go into activation, where you start to make a little bit of changes. Then you go into embodiment, where you're like, okay, now it's becoming a part of me. And then the last phase is what I call mastery, irreversible identity. That can take years. I haven't gotten to this level in my business or achieved XYZ things. Give yourself more time. Give yourself more time. That's it. Like too many people, they start and stop, they quit because they haven't actually gone through the phases of identity. And then they look and they're like, oh, I don't know why I haven't gotten to this point. It's because you haven't stuck with it. You haven't dove into the deep resistance. That's where you need to lean in. Often we feel like resistance or discomfort is misalignment. It's actually moving you towards alignment. When you feel discomfort, when you feel something feels icky, weird, I'm like, good, lean in. Lean in. Now it's time.
So that means leaning means don't stop, keep going, give yourself grace, take your time, cry, sleep, whatever you need
Yes.
to do, but
Whatever
just
you need to do.
stay in the
Yeah.
game.
Yeah. Stay in the game. Don't push it away. Like when a lot of people, when they feel the resistance, are like, oh, I don't know, push it away. Or they'll get a sign from the universe, or they'll feel a certain way. And they don't listen to their gut, right? Our gut is our second brain, especially as women. We're so intuitive, but we want to ignore it. I've done it. I think I shared with you like how I'm not in the fitness industry anymore, but that's more that message was coming to me for so long, and I kept denying it, denying it, denying it. And now I'm like, no, it's like the message is loud and clear, but we don't always want to listen because we're comfortable.
I have to say, this intuition you just tapped on, I want to go back to those phases of identity in a moment with activation and embodiment, and especially that phase in between, because I think it's very important once we have made a decision to move. But speaking intuition, I'm moving countries in 3 weeks again, and I'm
Again.
doing that more often in my life, so everybody would assume like,
Love it.
it's like, you know what? How do you do it? And I said, well, it's actually very simple because I pack my bags, I book the ticket, go on the plane, I go to a new place, and I say, okay, this is my new home. Like, this is how it looks for people internally. I can guarantee you, even sitting in this interview today, I'm a total mess because it's so much happening. You are wrapping up a life and you are preparing for the new life and everything in between. You run a business, you say goodbye to your friends, to communities. It's happy and sad at the same time that there is a coexistence of emotions
Right.
that I sometimes can't comprehend. Like, I honestly
Duality.
can't. Then I sit
Duality in
here,
life. Yeah.
yeah, and I say, like, yeah, but you gotta do this and that, and perhaps, you know, let's prep the launch for October. And as I sit, you know, my whole body, my entire being is telling me, chill, girl. We are not prepping anything right now. And
Like, that's
then comes
crazy.
the guilt. Angelica, then comes the guilt because I bet every woman feels that because we are supposed to be doing. I mean, after all, I'm moving countries. I don't want to set myself up for success for quarter four. I'm moving, you know what I mean? It comes this thing like you have to. And everything within me is
Let go.
screaming,
So
let
this
go.
all that came to me, and while you were just talking, your energy was whoo high. I was like, whoo, take a breath. You need to surrender because all that pushing, all that worrying, all that freaking out, just surrender. Whatever's going to happen in quarter four is going to happen. You're moving across the world. Let it go. The business is going to do what it's going to do. There are seasons of pushing, there are seasons of surrendering, there are seasons of maintaining, and you need to understand that. There are seasons in business. What happens when a lot of people get into business, they think it's growth, 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 growth. No, that's not how it goes. There's ups, there's downs, there's winters, there's falls, there's summers, there's springs. And if you're not aware of that, you will push yourself into burnout, or you're like thinking of all these things. No, you just need to focus on moving across the world safely and happily. And then worry about what you need to worry about for your business. So the art of surrender is another thing that's really important in your business, knowing when to just pull back and say, okay, it's time for me to surrender here.
I mean, it will come with time, like that the guilt feeling is getting less by the years. But how do
Yes.
you help women who are actually very intuitive? They feel it and yet don't give themselves the permission
The permission to make
to
a change.
rest, to take
Oh,
a
to run.
break, to not outperform themselves in phases like, as you said, winters or in seasons where they can't or shouldn't be
Yeah,
outperforming themselves.
it's constant conversations around the beliefs and where this comes from. So before I can even help them move forward, we need to understand where it came from. That's the awareness. So where does this come from? Once you can understand where something comes from, whether that's with your business, with your mindset, with your body, with your life, right? In a relationship, once you can understand the source, then you create the shift. So it's different for every person, right? It could be XYZ client who was raped, unfortunately. It could be XYZ client whose dad left and then they had these issues. So every client I work with has completely different issues, or it could just be someone that was, I'll use myself example, super high achiever, parents always pushing me to get straight A's, get straight A's. It's like, well, where does that come from? If I don't have good grades, then I don't receive external validation. If I don't make money, then I don't feel validated, right? So it carries through. So it's understanding the source before we can even make a shift. Because without understanding, how can you change, right?
Yeah, so the stories are very different, but the outcome is always the same, or the result is the same, which is always telling us do, do, do. The more you do, the better you get, the different are people gonna look at you, the better you're gonna be, your status, your everything. But the truth is that at some point, the battery just drops very quickly, and this is where I see people stopping. This is where I see people, just drop the mic and be like, this is too much, and this is what
Too
we are gonna
much.
prevent with this episode.
Yeah, because I haven't done any of the work to just slow down. I mean, literally, if we can just pick two words to tell me, slow down, be more present, stop waking up and looking at your phone first thing. Like, are you present in your life, right? Are you aware? Do you stick your feet into the earth? And if you live in a cold area, I'm working on a new grounding mat. So no matter where you are in the world, you can ground because the earth holds a negative charge, right? To get rid of all the positive ions that we have, right? It neutralizes, get your body into that rest and digest, which is what we want. Reset your circadian rhythm, calms you down. And also just by earthing, grounding, whatever you want to call it, you are calming yourself because you can't do anything else. You're just standing there, right? So it's this lack of presence and this lack of slowing down in most of the societies we live in. Unless we're talking about Europe, which I think you and I agree, like Italy, everyone is chill. When I'm there, I'm like, God, I want to live here, right? But it's like the society and people in Maui are slower, but I still operate from like my high level hustler type A, which I've worked on. But I make sure every day, feeding the earth, meditation, slowing down, shut it. Are watering from too much computer. Okay, got to take a break, got to take a walk. So, and setting up non-negotiables. If you don't have boundaries, you will burn out. That's the bottom line.
I agree.
Boundaries are one of the biggest things I help clients with. Like, forget about everything else. Yes, nervous system, but like boundaries. If you don't have boundaries, if you're like on your phone at 6 a.m. till 10 p.m. at night, good luck. You're heading towards burnout really quick.
Yeah, fast pace. Let me go back to the identity shift, going back to activation and embodiment and the stops in between. What is activation and how do you describe embodiment of
Okay,
identity?
activation is where your vision. So right, we're in awareness, and we're like, okay, I'm aware of all these things I need to fix, right? And then we move, like, okay, my
So
vision.
the
What?
activation is making a conscious decision that we are moving from the old to the new.
Yes. So you're, yes, exactly. You're making the decision to move from old to the new. It's where your vision becomes stronger than the excuses and kind of the BS stories that you've been living in. However, people can get stuck here because it's uncomfortable. Right? Because you have all the stories, you have the excuses, you have the ego trying to protect you. You're going to want to move, right? You're like, okay, I want to start this new business or I want to shift in my business. Ego's like, you're going to stay safe because you're good here. This feels good. Why would you take a risk? Right? And the human needs of belonging and safety, right? So like ego is trying to keep you safe. So activation phase, there's a lot of fighting. When your vision becomes so strong, you're like, I really do want to leave this old version of me. Then we move into embodiment. Okay. So the embodiment is where it really starts to become more of a piece of you. But that embodiment phase is actually going to ask you to hold the line because it's still going to be new to you, right? So you have the resistance in activation. There's less resistance in embodiment, but you're still, that ego is still coming in. So that embodiment phase is like, you need to hold the line here because we want to get you to the next phase. We want to get you to be the seven-figure earner, speaking on stages, lead, whatever your desire is for your business, right? Or wherever you are in your life. So that embodiment phase is like, can you hold this line? Is this your new standard? And then when you start to behave, right, you identify with this new version of you, repetition, 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 so much to the point where eventually it becomes mastered. It's a piece of you. Like it's what I call irreversible identity. But to get to that irreversible identity, you're going to be ping-ponging between and embodiment for quite some time, typically,
When you
typically.
say quite some time, how long?
I would say a year. Yeah, so it's 16 to 18 months for really a new habit and thoughts to become part of who you are, and 2 to 3 years for a true identity shift. So give yourself that space and grace. I don't believe this. Oh, you can form a new habit in 30 days. Can you? I mean,
I
I
mean,
don't think
maybe
it's until.
identify in 30 days how to incorporate the new habit in your life, because I think there
Right.
is more, there are resources, there are capacities, there are, let's say, even skill sets when we speak business, right? To do something new might even require you to learn something new in order to,
Yes.
really perform it. So in 30 days, you can get the direction, I believe, but to really embody it. And I think embodying it is not pretend. Embodying, correct me if I'm wrong, embodying is a feeling. It's a feeling of knowing and something that you say like, this is who I am.
This is who I am, right? And it's, but you're still not, it's not, it's becoming part of who you are. And then the irreversible identity, where it's like, there's no way in heck I'm turning back to who I used to be. Does that make sense? So there's like, there, I mean, some people could argue that embodiment is the ultimate, but I think there's that next level where it's just irreversible. You don't even think about it, right? Like, I don't even think about showing up to film or to go on an Instagram live because it's so ingrained in me. This is what I do. It's part of who I am for my business, right? Meditation, it's part of who I am. If I don't do it, this is irreversible identity. When you don't do something, you feel weird. An embodiment, you're embodying it, but like you could maybe leave it a few times where you get to irreversible. Like, I'm like, oh shoot, I didn't meditate. I feel off. Right? It's that feeling. It's so ingrained in you and like on a cellular level.
It's an absolute a new confident level and whatever you do, so there is no back anymore. And then operating from those spaces becomes, I mean, this is where we can level up again. And I think it's endless, right? I think people.
Endless. Yeah, you don't just arrive at one identity and then you're done. This is through your whole life, and you might be in an awareness phase in your health, but in a mastery phase in your business, or vice versa, right? You may be in an embodiment phase in your relationship with your partner. You're working on different things, so that's like it plays into different areas of your life, like spiritual, mental, physical, emotional. So it's not like you do it and then you're done. It's always the interplay, right?
And I think it always, every time we level up, we go through those phases again, and it appears again just as difficult because it's the new next level. It's the
Totally.
higher version of it. It's the more, so to say, right? But also people shy off saying like, yeah, you still want more? I say, yes, I still want more, and I want it so bad.
And it's leading into that discomfort again and again, and reminding yourself like discomfort means you're moving towards greater alignment. That's, I think, a really good takeaway, because I think a lot of times we feel discomfort and we feel resistance and we think we're moving in the wrong direction. But if you really want growth, that is a sign. Like a little pain, like a little bit of fear, a little bit of uncomfortableness, good. Lean into it. We're all scared. We all have fear. You choose, pull it with you or let it take you over.
Absolutely. You've been speaking by now, I think, to about 1,000 people you have helped with this shift. What have you noticed throughout the years of having these conversations? What is the biggest thing people like, what is the biggest reason people do not succeed or don't get their results in their business or just drop everything? Like, is there one thing you can point out and say, okay, and this is the point where people should do their work, but they don't do it, and therefore they do not succeed?
It's the point where I actually listened to a podcast yesterday that Matthew McConaughey was on. He said it's the point where people pull the parachute too early. So like we're just talking about, yeah, I know. He was on Stephen Diary of a CEO. I'm sure you've heard of, yeah, he's great. But so Matthew McConaughey said that. I wrote that down. I was like, actually, one of my stories and talked about it because yeah, people pull the parachute too early. They get a little bit uncomfortable in their relationship, in their business. Oh, business isn't going this way. Maybe I should shift. Like, it's like we just pull the parachute too early. We quit because we don't trust ourselves. We have imposter syndrome. We don't think we're moving in the right direction, or we feel this level of resistance and we just quit. So it's that, once again, that identity, right? They're moving from awareness to activation. It's getting uncomfortable. It's like, good, this, you lean in. Don't pull the parachute now. Don't quit. Keep going. Work through that and understand what's going to get you to the next level. People just, they stop too early. They don't let themselves go through the identity phases.
So they stop even before the activation phase, so to say, they
A lot
don't.
of people just, well, they get like, they go from awareness to activation. Then activation is so uncomfortable. They just like go back to awareness, right? Oh, this is real. All these things showing up. Nope, I don't want to deal with that. I'm just going to go back and sit here in my shit. And here are my stories and my excuses and my BS of why I can't move forward, instead of coming to a head with that and working through it.
Okay,
And
what
that's
can I
uncomfortable.
do today to move?
Yeah, that's uncomfortable work, but I mean, that's how growth happens.
I appreciate you for not sugarcoating this today for us because I think that people need to hear this because we just said, if I circle back to the conversation at the beginning, that things can be half as hard than if we would push through hustle. But that work that needs to be done in order to get the ease in, quote unquote, is just as hard as you would hustle. And I think if someone can choose to be like, you know what, if I could create something amazing for myself, if I could create a lifestyle that actually, you know, where I enjoy doing even the hard things. This is what I'm saying so often. Teach yourself to do hard things because your brain doesn't know whether you are going to the gym tired or you're going on Instagram. It doesn't make any difference. But knowing that you can do these things and you won't die like right immediately,
Right.
a
Build resilience.
blessing.
Yeah, it builds resiliency, builds confidence. And I also think like things like a 5 minute meditation, 3 minutes of box breathing. Box breathing is inhale four, hold for four, exhale four, tapping different meridians on your body to get your body to a more calm state. And these things are actually, they're not that hard and they feel good when you do them more consistently. So how can you pick one thing to incorporate, whether it's, not checking your phone first thing in your morning, doing a little bit of breathing, doing a little journaling, brain dumping, pick one thing that feels good to you. For me, it's always meditation. And now I'm starting to journal more again, but pick one thing and you'll notice a shift. I promise you. I've coached thousands of women and they notice it. They're like, oh yeah, I did that meditate. I did something called a Silva method for meditation where you count down from 100 right before bed. Anxious. I'm like, if you do this, she's like, text me the next morning. I woke up, I felt so much better. Something so tiny, so tiny. Remember, like tiny shifts create massive results in your business and your life.
They do. And I think so many people do not lean into them because it just doesn't seem enough, right?
I know.
How can something
Why
so
would
simple
meditating
can
for
be
5 minutes
so?
help my business? I'll tell you how to help your business. Every woman I work with makes a lot more money because they're way more calm and they're way more regulated and they're not so stressed out and they're happier. And when you're happier, you attract more abundance.
You make better decisions.
Yep.
Yep.
You operate at a different vibration. I mean, meditation has been shown. I mean, there's now, it's not just woo, there's like tons of scientific evidence showing the benefits of meditation on your brain and your body and the vibration. I mean, there's so much. What it
I
does to the
appreciate you
fourth.
for bringing this to the show because I think it is so like having these opportunities today that we can build a digital business from islands. Like you are
Maui,
in
Hawaii.
Maui, I'm in Curacao. We both probably don't have proper pants on. Love the
Nope.
bikini lifestyle. Like I'm having short shorts, and I was told that this is not how you dress if you want to make money. So, like jeans cut off, and this is like how I roll. But having these opportunities today and not having to hustle like it was taught in old days, I think it is a blessing nowadays. Perhaps people even know it is possible. We just also need to seize those opportunities finally. And this, my friends, is where Angelica comes in. Reach out to her. She's very approachable on Instagram. There is a lot going on. I will
Yes,
place that
always
link
on
below.
Instagram. Yes, I'm always on Instagram. I'm a big voice memoer. So if you ask me a question, I'll probably voice memo you back. Don't be scared. I love to voice memo.
Now that we are familiar with your voice, it's not going to be like a full body shock. And I think voice messages are getting more in, like people do that more often.
It for years. It's the only way I communicate with my clients. In between my coaching calls, I do not text. I'm some voice memo. My clients know it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I mean, 3 years ago, when I sent a voice memo, I didn't hear back so often from people because they're kind of scared, but it's getting more fancy right now. Like people are getting used to it, like with everything.
So much more personal. So if you're an online business owner, you send voice memos. I'd rather hear someone's voice.
And it saves you time, like this whole typing thing.
Oh,
Don't,
really?
don't, don't. We don't do that. Voice memos, it is. Angelica, before we round up these conversations, I would love to know how would you like to spend your old years?
My old years, definitely. In Europe, I love Italy. I love Greece. I love the Mediterranean. I love the food there. I love the lifestyle there. But I don't like the cold. So I would need to pick a spot that was mainly warmer, like going back and forth. I love Hawaii. I love Kauai. Kauai is a different island of the islands. It's more, it's where Jurassic Park was filmed. So put that in your head. It's more jungly and more, like less built up. So I would love Kauai. So I guess the same old years, like part-time Kauai, part-time mountains, maybe in Utah, California, somewhere, and then part-time Europe.
Love that. Maybe I'll meet you in Barcelona anytime soon.
Oh, on my list, yes. Or Mallorca, yeah. I mean, any of those. Yeah.
Would love that. Thank you for being an incredible guest, Angelica. It has been a pleasure
you.
talking to you. If you're feeling invisible, having a hard time to break through the noise, inconsistent with creating content, not knowing what to say and how to say it, but deep down you know your message and your work can change people's lives, then listen up. I have created something so powerful for you. It's called the Magnetic Influence Accelerator, a high-touch group program that helps you build a personal brand and visibility strategy that works for you without being glued to your phone 24/7. This isn't about chasing trends or faking authority. It's about showing up clearly, consistently, so you attract clients, collaborations, podcast invites, and real opportunities that grow your business. Inside the program, you will learn how to clarify your message and story so you always know what to say, create content that feels aligned, not forced, build trust through presence and not pressure, grow visibility beyond social media like pitching podcasts and guest posts. And you get coaching, feedback, and a supportive community so you're never doing it alone. Head over to the show notes. The link for more information is right below.